at the Commodity Classic, I am visiting with our sponsor for coverage this year, New Holland, thanking them for a decade of sponsoring our coverage of this event here. I'm speaking with Greg Anderson, soybean grower from Nebraska. And Greg, it's great to see you here. Just saw you recently at the National Biodiesel Conference, but you're here visiting Blue and Yellow, and I understand you actually own and use some New Holland equipment.
I do, and just have had good success down through the years. I remember back even in prior to high school, we were of a different color in our family, and my farm goes back five generations, and so it was all the way from horses and now to the modern equipment. But we changed colors and we went to blue, and that's us of my dad's leading, and we've never looked back. We've just had tremendous success with their reliability, their performance. They're efficient as far as fuel usage and dependable.
Are you familiar with the new tier 4B standards and how this company's implementing theirs?
Well, New Holland is really on the cutting edge of technology and really the leader in developing these new engines and coming forth with engines that are going to be the engines of the future, which are going to be environmentally friendly but yet efficient and powerful to perform the job for the American farmer. And so with that, people who are using New Holland can depend on the integrity of the company. They stand behind what they sell. I enjoy a strong relationship with my local dealer there in Nebraska, and I'm really excited to see these things in person here at Commodity Classic. It's really the cutting edge of the shows.
Yep. There's some big new equipment here right now, and I'm sure they'll be happy to tell you about it. You're probably involved in a lot of business meetings here, I'm guessing, with the organizations like USB. I know that's kind of just in, I guess, the starting stages, but anything just, you know, you're looking at is kind of like key things you guys are working on as we get into a new growing season coming up?
Right. Well, as we think about how the Soybean Checkoff established the biodiesel industry in the United States and where it's developed to the point now where about 5% of the whole diesel pool. And New Holland has certainly been a leader in that, endorsing B20 and in their equipment. And and I think as we go into the next farming season, we're going to continue to see biodiesel grow more acceptance among farmers and usage among farmers. And certainly we're the tip of the spear leading the effort because we're growing the product, the feedstock for it. And it just makes sense to lessen our dependence on foreign oil, use promote jobs, good jobs here in the U.S., and grow the industry. We really, truly need it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Greg, for just taking a moment. I'm glad we just happened to walk into each other here visiting New Holland at Commodity Classic. So here from Phoenix, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.